Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Munchcast is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. This is Munchcast with Cammy Blackstone and Leo Laporte, episode 63 for March 29th, 2009. Malts! This show is brought to you by listeners like you and your contributions. We couldn't do it without you. Thanks so much. Talk milkshakes, or no, not really, malted
milkshakes. You know what, Leo, I really wanted to do a whole malt munchcast, a malt cast.
Yes,
but there's not a lot of songs about malts.
Really?
There's a lot of songs about milkshakes, like, you know, Kellis, but yeah, you know, there's no malt songs.
My milkshake brings all the boys. What is that about? I don't really understand that.
You know, it's whatever you want it to be.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
So you're not saying we're talking about milkshakes. We're talking about malt.
Malt. The process that is applied to cereal grains, in which the grains are made to germinate by soaking. And then they're quickly halted from germinating. Then they go through this drying process. And you can use them for, like, chocolate milk, or, you know, malt-o-meal, or malt-o-milk balls, or beer.
Wait a minute. The same malt that's in malt liquor is the same malt as in a milkshake?
Dude, it's all barley. It's just all barley
from here.
Barley, baby.
So wait a minute. Now, when I get Horlicks malted milk in a jar.
Yeah. Do you get that? Where do you find it?
Oh, I love that stuff.
Where do you find it?
In the back of my cupboard, and it's like really hard and you have to chisel it out with a spoon. That.
I mean, is it a powder or do you get
it's
like
a powder.
In a jar? Yeah. Okay. Right.
It's a powder in a jar.
Uh-huh. Kind of like Ovaltine.
More powdery, not so, but yeah. And it tends to cake. Let's face it. It's got a cake problem. They don't have anti-caking materials in there.
But where do you find it, seriously? Like, is it in your, because I know that you can buy other malt powders. Like, there is a Carnation malt powder.
I think it's Carnation.
You can get in.
Yeah, I think it's Carnation, not
like
Horlicks.
Powdered milk aisle.
I just like saying Horlicks.
Horlicks was a big deal, you know? I mean, Horlicks candy, you can still, I guess, get them. They make Horlicks malted milk tablets, chocolate malties. That was a big candy in the 50s and 60s. And they were based out of Wisconsin. And apparently you can still get them at this candy...
Wait a minute. We've got a call coming in. It's from Horlicks. Apparently, in Great Britain, they still like to try a little Horlicks before bed. I don't know why the phone keeps ringing, but...
I don't know either. Is it part of their website?
It's their website. Struggling to keep your eyes open and your mind focused. Drink more Horlicks. And they have Horlicks Extra Light before bed.
Well, you can get it. There's a website called Orion's. It's Oryans.com.
Yeah.
And at Oryans.com, they still sell Horlicks.
So
is a really unfortunate name for a candy.
It's the worst name ever. Is it essentially the same as the Carnation? Or, well, you know what? I have a British person in studio.
Yeah, ask that Brit.
Now, he's in Norway. Do they have Horlicks in Norway? He has a Horlicks sent to him. In his cupboard, he has Horlicks. Grandma sends Horlicks over.
Oh, I wish, would Grandma send us some?
Could Grandma send us some? So is Horlicks, okay, tell us, is it, it's powdery? You add it to milk and it gives it that malty flavor. Or chocolate. He says hot water, half milk, half water. And it would give it that malty goodness. And he says it puts him, it does put him to sleep.
Okay, well, so go ahead. For you, if you could define the malty flavor.
Oh, I love it. You know, ever since I've been a little kid, when I went with my grandma to see Incinerama Circus World, the widest picture I have ever seen. And grandma bought me a box of malted milk balls.
Oh, baby.
It was the 30-ounce size, the extra large. And I ate the whole thing. And I threw up.
Oh, God.
And I'll never forget that day with my grandma.
Oh.
But ever since, I've had a passion for the malt flavor. And it's toasty and roasty.
Uh-huh.
A little sweet.
Hoppy.
You know, hoppy doesn't mean really anything to me. So I don't know what hop, you know, they'll say, oh, this beer is too hoppy. I'll go, I don't know what does that mean? Is it bouncing? Is it, what is
hops and grains, hops and
but malt
barley.
Does not like taste like hop to me.
But malt comes from grain.
But hop does not. Hop is a plant, like a flower-like plant that's not related to malt. So okay. Don't confuse the two. Yes, they both occur in beer. Oh, yes, I'll grant you that. But the fact, the mere presence of their conjoining within the beverage beer does not make them the same thing.
It is like you have both chocolate and peanut butter in a Reese's,
precisely.
But that does not make them the same thing.
I don't believe malt and hops are related. Are they? Barley is not hops.
No, but barley is malt. They you get malt out of barley.
They use hop bitterness to ameliorate the sweetness of the malt.
To ameliorate?
Yes.
Okay.
Malt flavor is sweet. It adds flavor, color, and body to beer. However, it could be toasty, some say caramely, nutty, chocolate-like. Virtually all the color of beer comes from malt. But no one wants their beer to taste like chocolate milk. So they put in hops.
Oh, to take away the chocolate?
They contribute bitterness, flavor, and aroma. They also reduce the potential for bacterial infection, but that's just a lucky side effect. The hops are flowers, you know. They're not barley. They're not a grain.
I feel like no one has ever sent me a bouquet of hops.
Well, they look like small green pine cones, so you really wouldn't want a small green pine cone bouquet.
Yeah, I might. Have you ever tried a Malta soda?
No.
Which is like, it's the same malty flavor of beer, but it's non-alcoholic. And it's a soft drink that's found in the Caribbean and South America. And it's like that malty sort of earthy flavor, but then they add milk to it and ice.
You know, Malta. I've always considered Malta. That the flavor of beer is really something you have to put up with in order to get drunk. So removing the one reason to drink beer, but retaining the one reason not to drink, it seems to me a misguided process.
Well, I sent you a couple of commercials.
Shall
that
we?
I think may change your mind.
I can't decide if let's try the King Cobra.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, King Cobra. This is malt.
If you only experience harsh malt liquor taste, it's time to change.
King Cobra.
King Cobra is the only malt liquor that's so good when the taste grabs you. It's a different breed, it's quality. King Cobra is cold malt liquor satisfaction and a smooth taste.
So when you pop the top, what's the clue?
Don't let the smooth taste fool you.
King Cobra. Ooh. How's a bush brewed to give cold malt liquor satisfaction?
King Cobra.
Don't let the smooth taste fool you.
See, now, if Kelis had sang that, I would have known what she was talking. Don't let the smooth taste fool you. Can I admit something? I've never had a malt liquor in my life. I don't. Is it beer? What is it?
It is beer, but it's beer that has malt in it, and it has a lot higher alcohol content.
Because all beer has malt in it.
But I think that after it goes to a certain percentage point of alcohol, it becomes no longer beer, but malt liquor.
That I believe.
Malt liquor is 3.5% alcohol or something. I don't know. We need a booze bag to contact us immediately and explain the differences.
I can't. You know, I'm going to run out and get a malt liquor because I've never had a malt liquor. We got Martin Sargent was in here the first time he did This Week in Fun. And we assumed he was kind of a malt liquor and pork rind kind of guy. So we got some malt liquor and pork rind. We got him a Mickey and a wide mouth and everything. Mm-hmm. But it turns out he's more of like a wine and brie kind of guy.
Ooh.
Would you say those are polar opposites? Your wine and brie person? And your malt liquor and pork rinds person? Would that be?
You know,
is that on a scale?
I think they're two different tastes, but I see no reason why you can't embrace them all. There's enough room on this planet for all of us. You can have your highfalutin, nose up in the air, gourmet, brie, and chardonnay. And then you can also have your down-home Billy beer and pork rinds.
And then there's Schlitz.
Well done, lads. Now to quench our thirst.
No name.
I'm Robin Hood, a swashbuckling hero. I don't want beer. I want something special. Whoa.
Whoa.
The Schlitz Malt Liquor Ball. It's a special premium brew that's in a class by itself.
What noble taste.
Robin, my son, how about a little game of bumper pool?
Now, I could be wrong, but I think Robin Hood was looking for a Horlick. But I could be wrong on that. I mean, maybe he'll take the bull, but...
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He's
prefer
British.
The Horlick to Bumper Pool or whatever it was they were going to play.
Playing Bumper Pool. I don't think Robin Hood played Bumper Pool. But if he did, he surely would want a Schlitz Malt Liquor Bull to go along with the Bumper Pool. And maybe pork rinds.
When you do get your...
Wait a minute. I have to ask something. Matt, do they have pork rinds in Britain? He says they do. I thought that was an American treat. So, yeah.
Well, you know, somebody today sent me a link to canned bacon, and I wrote back and said, "What's next? Freeze dried?" And now that I think about it, that's kind of what pork rinds are.
Freeze dried bacon.
Yeah, kind of.
Deep fat fried freeze dried bacon.
There you go.
I don't know what pork rind is. Still, I'm still mystified by all that. There's a lot of food products you really don't know what they are.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of food products you don't know where they are. Like, you know, we used to go to the ball game. My favorite thing was about the sixth inning. There was my favorite vendor would walk the stands at Candlestick and then later at Pac Bell or.
I know what you're going to say.
He'd say, sixth inning, time for dessert.
Don't deny yourself the pleasure.
That guy, yes. And we would buy the carnation malts.
Malts. And they give you the worst wooden spoon that had the barest of a depression in it. So really, I mean, it was a trick to keep the malt on the spoon.
It was. And also your tongue would get numb from the malt and you wouldn't know you had the splinter from the spoon.
Yeah, that's right. Those spoons are dangerous. Don't deny yourself the pleasure. I wonder if he's still working there.
He was there as of 2 years ago.
You're kidding.
No, I love him. I love him. But I don't know.
By the way, we have this just in. I've been handed this note. East Coast Girl says, pork rinds are fried, puffed pig skin.
Yum. Well, in this economy, aren't we supposed to use every bit of the animal?
Everything but the squeal, baby.
Everything. You know, you don't want to be wasteful.
I just gave Ozzy a bull pizzle.
You know, I have a friend who was on like the Atkins diet, mm-hmm. and like she couldn't have like strawberries because there was too much sugar, but she could eat pork rinds.
Yeah, see, that's what's wrong with the Atkins diet. I know lots of people have lost weight on it.
So weird,
but it
though,
can't
huh?
be healthy to choose pork rinds over strawberries. That can't be right.
Come on.
Just can't be right. There's something wrong with that diet.
Okay, I'm asking though, anyone, have you ever seen a carnation malt in a store? I've only ever seen them at ballparks.
Those frozen ones. Yeah.
And
the
ice cream man used to have them, but they don't have them anymore. They have those like crazy frozen SpongeBob blocks and stuff that have like gumballs in them. But
oh, that's no good. No, no, no.
No, I really, really love those carnation malts because not only were they delicious and creamy, but they weren't all that fattening.
No, there was nothing in them. That's why it was just
frozen milk, frozen powdered milk air.
Yeah. It wasn't even like cream.
No.
Now they got drumsticks.
Yeah, but see, the drumsticks are super duper fattening.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm going for a drumstick, I'm not going to think about how fattening it is because they're delicious. But,
and now at the Giants Park, the AT&T Park, if you go up to the club section, they have a make your own sundae bar.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah, baby. That's pretty
good. I got to start hanging out with the rich people.
Go up to the club section. Yeah.
I worked for the Giants, they didn't let me up there.
Really?
Yeah.
No pork rinds up there.
No, whatever. So anyway,
pork rinds are low-cal. Because the pig is not putting a lot of calories in the skin portion of its anatomy.
Ugh. I just threw up a little bit in my mouth.
Well, if you think about it, it's a rind. It's a rind from the pork. It's what is the rind? You know, the rind of the melon is the edge of the melon.
Yeah.
So the rind of the pork would actually be the skin of the pig.
Can we move on?
Okay.
Please.
Okay.
Please. Away from the pork.
Yes,
let's go.
There's no malt in pork.
No. Although that would improve a pork rind, I'm sure.
Any more than there's... any sex in the champagne room.
What?
Never mind.
Okay. Now, you mentioned Whoppers earlier, and I
love those.
Love Whoppers. Those. Yeah. I even like them more than the gourmet malted milk balls. I think that the...
Wait a minute. There's gourmet malted milk
balls? Oh, my God. Go to nutsonline.com right now. They have so many different flavors of malt balls. They even have pumpkin spice malt balls.
Please.
They have mint malt balls. They have cookies and cream. But the thing is, when you get those gourmet malt balls, the ratio of chocolate to crunchy malt crunchiness is too much.
Oh, they think that's how you make a gourmet. You put more chocolate in it?
Yeah,
no.
You cover it in a higher quality chocolate. But like the Leaf candy. Well, it's now owned by Hershey's. I enjoy that ratio. And you know what? If you're going to go get candy, the Whoppers actually have like 10% of your calcium requirement for the day.
There's actual milk in a malted milk ball?
Yeah.
So milk chocolate malted milk balls, ultimate malted milk balls, which, yeah, you could see it's a layer of dark chocolate, then a layer of milk chocolate, then a layer of white chocolate, finely marbled, and somewhere, and there's a little bit of malt, but that's
I like
not,
more of no. the, you know, the cheap one.
Yeah. No, you're right. There's too much chocolate in these.
Yeah. Yeah. Not only, though, are Whoppers
although my mouth is watering looking
for
at
you,
them.
Good for you, filled with calcium and less fattening than an average candy bar.
Wow.
But you can actually get these vitamins at naturalgrocers.com. They're calcium vitamins, but it's vanilla malted milk balls. So like instead of having to swallow a vitamin or chew a yucky vitamin, it's actually like a malted milk ball and you just eat it. Huh?
Huh.
How do you like them apples?
That sounds pretty damn good.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sad to say that they don't have a Whoppers website.
They do. You have to go to Hershey's.com.
Oh.
And Hershey's, what happened was in like the 30s, the Overland Candy Company introduced the malted milk ball.
Really?
Then they merged with the Chicago Biscuit Company in the 40s and Leaf Gum. And then Leaf reintroduced the malted milk ball under the name Whopper in 1949.
Boy, am I glad you're here to explain the genealogy of candy.
And you know what else?
What?
I'm glad we're covering Whoppers this time of year because the best part about Easter, to me, I know I've done a lot about Peeps, and you know, fine, Peeps are great.
Peeps aren't candy. Peeps are just,
they're
you know,
weird. They're little marshmallow creatures. Good. But the robin's eggs that they do.
Those are good. And they're malted milk balls.
My God. Are
they're
they good?
They're blue, but they're malted milk balls.
My sisters and I used to lick them and then do clown makeup on our faces because they can come in all different colors and the little frosting or candy coating comes off. And those actually, I'm surprised. I thought they came out in the 70s, but actually Leaf introduced them in like 1950 and they've been strong sellers ever since. I would gladly eat, you know, 5 robin's eggs as opposed to 100 jelly beans. Like if I'm like,
doing
you know,
the math right now, 5 robin's eggs as opposed to 100 jelly beans.
Oh yeah. I would just make trades, you know, with the Easter basket just to get more robin's eggs.
I am so with
good.
You. Now, have you tried, I don't know if this is the peanut butter or strawberry Whoppers.
There is such a thing?
Yes, apparently there is. According to Hershey. I don't know. Would they be good?
Well, I mean, you know, if you go to an old time soda fountain and you order a chocolate malt, they also have vanilla malts and strawberry malts because really the malt that they that differentiates a malt from a milkshake is adding the malt powder. So you could probably make any flavor.
I pay the nickel.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. I always. I'm sorry. In fact, sometimes I think, OK, I ordered a chocolate malted and this person probably thinks I mean a chocolate shake, but I do not mean a chocolate shake. I mean a chocolate malted with actual malt and I'm willing to pay the nickel.
Mm-hmm. Well,
people confuse a shake with a malt? Because I think there's some people call a shake a malt.
Yeah, they don't get it. They just think any frozen creamy confection would be. No, it has to have that malty flavor.
Oh. But I have to say, I'm kind of the purist. It's chocolate malt or nothing. A strawberry malt does not seem right to me. It's like light and dark mixed.
Yeah, I see. I see what you're saying.
You know where I'm going with that?
Like it doesn't, well, the malt maybe not good with the fruity flavor. Like maybe that's it.
Yeah,
that's
no, it is. It's exactly
because
right.
Vanilla malt.
Like, well, vanilla be okay. Yeah, vanilla be okay.
I used to think when my children were babies that they smelled like vanilla malt.
Yeah, they
that's
do.
Like a baby smell.
That's exactly. The top of their head smells like vanilla malt.
Yeah.
Why is that? It's God's trick on us to make us not throw them out. It is. I want so no, because cavemen, they go, I don't know what this little thing is, but it keeps pooping in my hand. But it smells so good.
Like a vanilla malt. I'm keeping it around.
I'm keeping it. In fact, I'm willing to go so far as to say the vanilla malt was invented as a way to replicate baby smell.
Mm, could be. Could be. Hey, I found this website, though. There's this food company called Colfax. And if you go to ctlcolfax.com, ctlcolfax.com, they sell malted milk powder. Probably like your Horlicks.
Mm.
It comes with 1 pound.
Now, don't confuse them with the Commercial Testing Laboratory Incorporated.
Well, it's the same company.
Two unique companies, one common goal. I don't know.
Yeah, but look at how cute their little ads are for the malts. I mean, like,
yeah, and then next to it, they have a scientist kind of in rubber gloves doing something to something that probably shouldn't be exposed.
I think
to the
she's
public.
Making pork rinds.
I'm not sure I want to buy my malted milk from somebody that's doing something like this.
Oh, now.
And then they have hunting and fishing calendar dates.
Well, the good thing about this malt place is on their...
I think this is a very confused company.
But they have a great FAQ thing on malts. Because I did not realize...
For some reason, they have the September 2008 calendar. And just so you know, that bear season closes on the 30th. But the sturgeon season opens.
Oh,
and you can go after deer with bows and arrows, and grouse in zone A, crow, cottontail, north, and squirrel are available on September 13th, 2008. Why is this on their website? What is this website?
I don't know.
There's something very strange. Okay, let's go there. Malt recipes. Same site.
It is. I know. It's the same company. Well, they like grouse and they like malt.
Well, you can get dry slush base from them, too, which I think is what that chemist was working on.
But I didn't know till I was reading their FAQs that if you are making a malt, you make a milkshake first, then you add the powder after you've mixed your shake.
Never the other way around, eh?
Isn't that weird?
Why would you?
Because you want to make sure that the malted, you want to make sure the shake has been blended to ensure the flavor is distributed evenly.
The malt flavor.
The malted milk powder enhances the flavor of the ingredients, giving you a sweeter and richer tasting malt.
Oh, thank goodness. So this is the source of soda fountain malted milk powder. Which also can be used to mulch your roses. It is, and comes
mulch your roses.
I don't know. it's kind of a chemical processing company. That's what makes me a little nervous about it. That's all I'm saying. They have custom dry blending and packaging of anything. Do they have to put they probably have to put a label on here. This malt is made in the same factory where soy, peanuts, and lye are manufactured.
And grouse burgers.
The other thing I don't like about this site is it has a fake menu, a fake you out menu at the top of the site, where some of the items on the menu you can click, but little hand pops up. No, nothing there. Nothing to click here. Oh, there you can click there. No. We just put the word slush here. You can't click on it. We just put it there. You got to go to this site, folks. ctlcolfax.com. It's designed by a madman.
Well, you know, he probably just did a little bit here, a little bit there, you know, in between hunting seasons. So he didn't have a chance to,
bizarre.
Like, activate all of the links. I know how that goes. Because my podcast thing, there's all kinds of mistakes.
Underneath the lady doing the unmentionable thing with the rubber gloves is a link to the Wisconsin fishing and hunting calendar dates for September 2008. Just because it ought to be there.
Well, actually, Leo, let me see if I can find
this. This is a website. I know. And the pictures are really creepy of the kids in a strange 30s garb, depression era garb. It says they've been around for 35 years.
But rascals.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think kids dressed like this in 1970.
Well, maybe they're Amish.
Maybe that's it.
I don't know.
That's not the 1974 I remember. But we've been around for 35 years. Maybe that's actually... Oh, here's a link that goes nowhere. Oh, wait a minute. It's a link to 2.5 megabyte image. I'm still loading it.
Oh, my God.
This is ridiculous. This is a site to be saved for all time.
All
Make
right.
a great shake even better. And there they are. She's like a brownie from 1974. And they've got some sort of strange fixation. They're looking at each other. They've got, that's very sweet. Make it a malt. So they're really pushing the idea of putting this powder into
adding your malt.
Yeah.
Now, one other little malted beverage or malted food we can talk about is Malto Meal.
I love Malto Meal.
Well, you know, it's funny because you were talking about the bear season, and I just sent you a commercial for Malto Meal. I totally remember this, and I don't know why it resonates so like much with me, but this kid Maynard, and he's going to eat Malto Meal, but a bear steals it. So,
oh, you know how that is. Shall we enjoy?
If you'd like.
A little Maynard and Malto Meal and a bear.
Hey, what happened to your cereal?
Big bear took it.
Oh, lucky bear, because that was Malto Meal. Smooth and creamy wheat, toasted malt, iron fortified. Good stuff, Maynard.
Can I have some?
Sure. But why don't you show me that bear first?
Are you sure you want to see it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
More Malto Meal, please.
Man, just close the door.
Malto Meal hot cereal, a nice part of a nutritious breakfast.
See, that's how malt is related to bear season. So
there actually is a ball.
Now.
There was a bear out the door. There actually was a bear, for those of you who couldn't see that.
Who weren't watching with us, you mean?
Yeah, there was an actual bear. I'm terrified. No wonder you remembered that.
That's just
traumatic. And the bear goes, more Malto Meal, please.
Well, you know, Malto Meal actually does have a website, too. It's malt-o-meal.com.
Correctly spelled, I'm glad.
Yeah, I didn't even know Malto Meal still existed, but they have a cool Malto Meal store locator. And it turns out they have Malto Meal at the store, like, across the street from my house. I don't know why I've never seen it.
Wait a minute.
They still sell
Malto
Meal.
That's all they sell, or they have other stuff?
No, it's Malto Meal, but they make, like,
There's, like, a Malto Meal, official Malto Meal store outside your door?
No, I mean, no, it's a grocery store. Cereal aisle. Malto Meals are us. No, it is.
Yeah, everything Malto Meal.
But I didn't know that it was even still around because I haven't heard of it.
Oh, yeah. No. It's because you're kids.
What is the difference between Malto Meal and Mapo?
Mapo? Oh, no. Mapo's maple flavored. Cammy, this is a little late in the game for me to have to explain that to you.
I'm so embarrassed.
There are no stores in my area in the 94952 zip code or within 10 miles radius that carry Malto Meal. So you should really consider yourself pretty darn lucky.
You know what? I'll sell you some.
I might buy.
I'm going to load up the back of my Subaru with Malto Meal and go to Petaluma and sell it at a premium.
Mapo is a maple flavored oatmeal, hence the Mapo.
Uh-huh.
And Malto Meal would be malt flavored meal, hence the malt. Oh, meal.
Okay.
And
thank you for explaining.
It's got little. You remember it, right? It's got little brown flecks in it, which I guess mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the malt or something else, but it's little
barley.
It is. It could be hops.
It's
I don't know.
More and more barley.
It's little brown flecks in it, and it has that nutty, caramely flavor we've come to expect from malt.
Mm. You know what?
Malt.
I do, too, and I'm having such now a craving for some Whoppers. I can hardly stand it. You know what's interesting is that Whoppers, they haven't really ever come out with, there's been no competitor.
For
Have
Whoppers?
Have you noticed that? Yeah.
No, they own the malted milk ball market, except for that, you know, gourmet
Well, there's
guy.
The gourmet ones, but like, I mean, usually there's like, if one thing comes out with like a crisp bar, then someone else does.
Yeah, you're right.
I do know that Cadbury came out with a malted milk candy bar. And I
would eat that.
Yeah, I think they probably sell it like in Canada or in Europe, the Cadbury malted milk bar. But then Sabelle from the candy blog said that it really wasn't that good. It was sort of like just a fancy Milky Way.
Oh, no. It has to have pure malt flavor.
Yeah, she felt it was not malty enough.
Oh, yeah. You're giving me the craving to go back in that cupboard and find the solidified Carnation malt.
Or your Horlicks.
Or my Horlicks, if I'm lucky. And chip away at that with a big spoon, because I'm ready. I'm ready to taste some malt.
Well, you know what, Leo? I am going to go ahead and we will close Munchcast, and I will allow you to go to your Horlick stash.
Before that, though, a dramatic reading from a movie of some recent vintage.
Drainage, Eli, you boy. Drain dry. I'm so sorry. If you have a milkshake, and I have a milkshake, and I have a straw, there it is. That's a straw. See? Watch it. A my straw reaches across the room and starts to drink your milkshake. I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
Don't bully me, Daniel.
That's just the weirdest scene in the history of modern cinema.
You know what, though? If you go to YouTube and you put in, I drink your milkshake, there are so many different versions of that. Oh, my God.
That's the original.
That's Daniel Day-Lewis. I drink it up.
It's a brilliant moment. When that movie was up for an Oscar, they played, because I do a radio show in L.A., and we get all the Oscar ads, right? Because they're trying to get the... You know, the voters are all in Hollywood, so they're trying to get... So they play these ads in L.A., but they don't play them anywhere else. They played that cut over and over like that. Whoa, you could forget this moment and this movie. And I thought, that's a pretty strange moment, to be honest with you.
That movie bummed me out like nobody's business. It was so... Like, Daniel Day-Lewis is the best actor ever, but...
I liked it, but it was grim. Yeah, I liked the movie, but it was grim.
Ready? Go.
If you have the milkshake... And I have the milkshake, and I have a draw. That's a draw, watch it. My draw reaches across the table. And Tether to drink your milkshake, I drink your milkshake. I drink it up. Don't bully me, Daniel!
You know, it wouldn't have been the same, though, if they said, I drink your malt. I drink it up.
Your malt.
I drink your malt.
I drink it up. Don't bully me, Cammy. We'll see you next time.
All right, Leo. Oh, by the way, comments welcome, munchcast.com. Any tips you want to send my way, much appreciated.
You know what we didn't mention? Malt scotch.
Well, that's another show.
Another show for another time. We'll see you next time.
I'm Munchcast!